Yesterday, we got the chance to sit down with former Midland Rockhound and current Rough Riders hitting coach Jason Hart. Let's get you part two of that Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation right here on the Cacique pregame show. Joined by Jason Hart. Now, Sebastian Walcott on the injured list right now, but he had a really good start coming back off of his injury. And with this being your first year working with him, what have been some of your impressions of the 20-year-old?
It's so exciting to watch. I mean, he's lightning fast. It's kind of, he reminds me of Jazz Chisholm in the way of they're just so fast. They move so quick. It's almost like a hitting coach, you just try to slow him down a little bit. Try to, you know, slow that heart rate down. All we've been working on is mindset, approach. He came in, he was swinging good. I'm a guy that's, if it's not broke, I ain't trying to fix it. So it's just about been about game planning, kind of what the pitcher's going to do to him and what he can, how he can combat it and win the AB.
What is that conversation like to tell him to slow the heart rate down a little bit and try to be maybe not more locked in, but a little more within himself when he's coming out of the gate that hot?
It's, we've just been doing it through drills, like rhythm drills, anything to like slow down, little walkthroughs, or like, you know, maybe I even slow my arm down on my flips or my BP, just kind of make him slow down. So it's nothing I'm really like telling him to do. I'm trying to control it through through drills without, I like to try to get my point across without saying it, you know what I mean, just so that, because I don't want them thinking when they get into the box.
All right, we mentioned that you played here back in 2000. What are some of your favorite memories here in Midland?
Oh man, the whole year was a blast. It was the old ballpark. It was not very nice. Clubhouse was terrible, it was just a fun group, and we just had a blast coming to the field every day. It was the best season of my life statistically, so that was always fun. But I think I hit for the cycle. I called my boy Eric Burns to let him know, you know, dude, I hit for the cycle. It's pretty cool. And it was like the exact same day he got called up to the big league, so he taught me for sure. But that was one of my favorite memories here.
Yeah, 30 home runs, hit .326 here in that 2000 season. You mentioned Eric Burns was your teammate that year. Also Joe Espada, who's now the manager for the Astros, played for the Rough Riders a little bit. Do you have a favorite Eric Burns story from your time?
Yeah, we got about 100 of them. We were roommates all coming up through the minors. I don't know if any of them are appropriate for the radio, but there's some good ones. I mean, he's definitely a wild man and one of my best buddies, and he was in my wedding. And if we saw each other today, we haven't spoken a while, it'd be like we haven't skipped a beat.
When you're in the A's organization during that time, of course, a lot of stories have been told in the book Moneyball and the movie Moneyball about that time in the A's organization. What was it like from your perspective?
I was there. I mean, I was the first baseman in AAA that was supposed to come up and when Giambi left. And then they traded me for Carlos Pena because he had a higher on-base percentage coming up through the minor leagues, and that's what they were looking for. But, you know, it was a blessing in disguise to get traded to the Rangers. And you know, and I'm entering my 19th year with the Texas Rangers. They've been a loyal family to me, and you know, always loved the A's, but, you know, it's, everything happens for a reason.
Jason Hart, hitting coach for the Rough Riders, our guest. Artie, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck back here in your old home.
You bet. Love being here.